It all started with a letter. In 1994, a man named Edward Begley wrote to the Siskiyou County Historical Society. He said that nearly 50 years earlier, in 1947, he saw a black man lynched in front of the one-room schoolhouse in Callahan, California. He was in first grade at the time. He writes, "On the morning of January 6, 1947, all of us students arrived at school to see a man hanging from a telephone pole across the road from the school." According to Begley's letter, the lynching got covered up. He says his teacher told the whole class not to tell anyone about what they saw. He also says that a local paper called the Western Sentinel reported on the crime, but all the copies of the issue were destroyed by local authorities, who he says were involved in the murder. But not everyone who lived in Callahan in those days remembers it that way.
Well, there was no paved roads, I can tell you that, and there wasn't very many cars came through Callahan at the time that I grew up.
That's Shirley Gilmore. She's a lifelong Callahan resident who attended that one-room school in the 1940s, at the same time Begley did. She says people have asked her about Begley's story throughout the years, but she doesn't remember a lynching.
No, and I've talked to other people around here that might know something, and nobody knows of anything like that that happened. So I don't know why this story has persisted. Because I know it didn't happen.
Several other Callahan residents also told me that it didn't happen. In fact, Ed Begley's letter and some online posts he wrote seemed to be the only evidence for the lynching. Begley died 10 years ago, and the Callahan School closed down in the 70s. But one piece of Begley's story does hold up. The Western Sentinel, the newspaper he says was destroyed, every available archive of the paper is missing the issue from January 10th, 1947, the one he says would have reported on the lynching. Were all these copies destroyed in a cover-up like Begley claims? Michael Begley, Ed's son, is skeptical. He says that his dad was prone to exaggeration.
He tended to go on the conspiracy theorist route sometimes, and I think he might have remembered something that just didn't happen, or maybe he saw something that he misinterpreted when he was young.
But even if the story doesn't appear to be true, it's had a remarkable afterlife. There are several online articles about it, and even one novel, available as an ebook on Amazon. The Callahan residents I spoke to had all been asked about it over the years. Ken Gonzalez Day is a historian and the author of the book Lynching in California. He included the Callahan lynching in his book as an unconfirmed case, and he says that people don't often realize how common racist violence was in the history of the Western U.S.
I wanted to write a book that would clearly demonstrate racialized violence was active in California, and that it wasn't just some sort of race-neutral Wild West frontier activity, which is what many people thought at the time.
Gonzalez Day compiled a list of lynchings in California's history, each of which he could confirm with at least two sources. And he ended up with over 350, a number more than seven times larger than previous official estimates. And almost all those lynchings, like in the American South, targeted people of color.
Latinos, Native Americans, Chinese, Filipinos, other communities of color were victimized in the same proportions as African Americans were in the Deep South.
Gonzalez Day is used to stories about racial violence in the West being erased or covered up. But how should we think about this story, where it's likely that the lynching in Callahan never happened? For Gonzalez Day, even a tall tale like Begley's says a lot about the history of the West.
The kinds of histories of racialized violence are certainly as old as America. And a lot of the California histories were this sort of a fantasy idea of the Wild West, kind of creation stories.
At the end of the day, we don't know what that newspaper printed, if anything. We don't know why Ed Begley wrote that letter. But whether the tragic event actually happened or not, perhaps the uncanny persistence of the story tells us something. That it's possible a lynching like this could have taken place and could have been covered up. And that suggests an uncomfortable truth about the history of racism in our region. Mitchell Johnson, JPR News.